the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Podcast time, the Marty Shergold Show here at Triple M. Oh, and just by the way, before anything else,
yes,
we have a chance for you to wake up with Marty.
Well,
and win a prize.
I mean, we've totally ripped off the Today Show.
Totally have.
I mean, you couldn't rip it off anymore, but why not?
I know.
You know what I mean?
We sat around in a really long meeting, and this is what we came up with.
There are no bad ideas in a thought shower.
Wake up with Marty. In fact, it's a great first prize that you could win. It's the Marty Shergold Show Bar Fridge.
Bar Fridge. You register online, leave your details. We ring you. If you answer saying that you wake up with Marty, we'll give you a bar fridge.
Easy as that. So jump
pretty
on.
Pretty simple stuff.
TripleM.com.au. A competition you've never heard of before. It's totally original.
Totes original.
Go and do it, triplem.com.au. All right, coming up on the podcast, a man attacked by a goat.
Mm.
Ambulances coming from every direction to look after him.
Three ambulances required for the goat attack.
Yes. Where did you lose your kid? We're going to pose that question. Mm. And also, how did you get knocked out?
No, it's a big, 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 big show.
Here it is. It's the Marty Shergold Show. Podcast to Triple M. What's on the front page? What is making news this very day?
Well, it's hard to ignore the thousands of protesters that gathered yesterday.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees.
I'm proposing this is our new anthem.
It's a good song. Out the back.
Wouldn't this be great at the MCG before big games of footy?
Oh, yeah.
Rocking chair. You can see me in the kitchen cooking up a roast.
Veggie on toast.
I mean, tell me that shouldn't be part of the anthem.
So should be.
All of this. We are young and free.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just get amongst this.
We're lots of plum trees.
Lots of plum trees.
Plum tree?
The plum trees.
Is that really
are
Aussie?
Are they uniquely Australian?
I don't think
they are. I always think of Japan when I... Oh, is that cherry blossom?
Yeah, that's not...
They're not plum trees, are they?
Well, you could eat them if you want.
That's cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. Something totally different.
I always think of Japan when I think of plums. No, I don't. I think of cherry blossom.
Yes.
The big cherry blossom festivals that take place in Japan that have nothing to do with plums.
No, that's right.
Now that I'm saying plums a lot, I'm thinking about testicles. But that's just me. It's hard to say the word plums and not think about a cricket ball hitting someone in the chance crackers.
Oh.
Thousands of Invasion Day protesters gathered in Melbourne. Demonstrators brought traffic to a standstill. I can't imagine there was that much traffic. Everyone relax. It's pretty quiet in the CBD at the moment.
A lot of helicopters overhead yesterday.
Was there?
Yeah,
just
really
in case,
loud.
In case they needed to start shooting people,
doing
I suppose.
What they needed to do.
Protesters were split into groups of 100 because of social distancing rules.
Yes.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why this point's in here, but I'll bring it up. The rally was organised by the Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance. Is it okay to use the word Aboriginal in a title?
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh. It's just, it's not a commonly used word anymore, is it?
I saw that reported quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah, okay. The same group that organised, this is the bit I don't understand, the controversial Black Lives Matter rally in June. Controversial.
Well, because it was COVID. Exactly.
Mid-pandemic,
that's
wasn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, well, you can't just go and protest.
Yeah.
You'll kick it off again.
Yes.
And it didn't kick off again, did it?
No, I don't think there was any local cases that came as a result of that protest.
No. Then the protest was crashed by a counter-protester, just the one, was it?
Yeah, one.
Just one bloke?
Yep.
Draped in an Aussie flag, who was forcibly removed from the scene by more than a dozen police.
Yes.
They ripped into him.
Yeah.
He was wearing a T-shirt that said Proud Boys. Really?
Yeah.
Really, was he? What a dick.
Is this the same group that Trumpy was talking about?
Yeah, the Proud Boys.
About, yeah.
Stand down?
Yeah.
What was it? What was the quote? Stand down.
Something we love.
Stand by from Willie in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
The cheap noisy seats.
Mind you, it looks very comfortable.
It does look comfortable, that couch, although it makes an enormous amount of noise. Certainly know if the kids were misbehaving on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you guys doing in there? Nothing, Dad. All right. So he's there. A neo-fascist.
Yeah.
Proud Boys, often linked to white nationalism. Let's not go down that road, please.
No.
Please, let's not go down that road.
No.
Honest to God.
Mm.
He had the flag draped around his shoulders. One of our bosses left work the other day and said before Australia Day, remember, it's a flag, not a cape. Which I loved.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Skiers go nuts at finish line is the headline here.
Yeah.
A Russian ski team was stripped of their bronze medal at the cross-country World Cup after a nasty confrontation with a rival team.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just between the Russians.
Yeah.
They were punchy. Russia's Alexandra Bolshinov cannonballed into heated rival Finn Joni Markki.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
Cannonballed? What? The old school bomb?
Yes.
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
After they'd already crossed the finish line, sending both of them crashing to the heat, to the group. Both of them crashing to the group in it. Who wrote this?
Is this Will?
You happy with this one?
What do you mean you haven't read it?
Copy and pasted it. You did not. You can't have. Because it says here, sending both of them crashing to the group in a messy heap.
I think they crashed into the rest of the group.
Crashed into a group? To the ground?
To the ground,
sending
maybe.
Both of them crashing to the group? Well, either way, whether it's ground, group, the is an issue as well.
Yes. And Will picks up everybody else on English.
I know.
You know.
Double T in Scotland.
Yes.
Sitting there on the loudest couch in the world, copy and pasting, without telling me where the grab is. We better catch up at 9, mate. Bolshinov had earlier found himself unable to get past Markki in the closing stages of the 4x7.5 kilometre team relay.
Yeah.
What a relay that'd be.
Oh, imagine that.
Four blokes doing 7.5 Ks on skis.
Oh.
Oh, my God. There isn't enough schnapps in the world.
Not
to
at
make
all.
That interesting.
Interminable.
The kerfuffle took place at the end in the dying seconds of the race. Bolshinov threw one of his ski poles at Markki.
Yeah.
We've got a grab of it.
Yes, we do.
Markki ylittää maaliviivan ja sitten Bolshinov tuleeko estämisesti. Se siinä
taklasi. Oi. Ei tuommoista missään nimessä.
Päälle. Taklasi
tuo hylkäyksen paikka.
Täysi mälli siihen.
I so hope they're swearing in there.
It's a beautiful language, isn't it?
The Russians. Oh, my God. Oh,
Bolshinov and Markki.
Yeah, there you go.
What was your most embarrassing visit to hospital?
Yeah.
Where you just rocked up and went, you're not going to believe this.
Mm.
There's a lemon up me bum. You know, that,
Again.
Me bums are still alive. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A man's been taken to hospital after he was charged by a goat. Whilst and Chewbacca whilst bushwalking in New South Wales. Three ambulances responded to the incident. Three ambulances for a guy that was attacked by a goat? What happened to him?
Quiet day.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Three ambulances responded to the incident near the Knapsack Viaduct. Is that a real place?
Is that a setup?
Or is this a type of crumpler? I got the new Knapsack Viaduct.
Did you? What colour?
It's red and yellow underneath the flap, like all crumplers. The Knapsack Viaduct. The flap is an awful radio word in other
times. Totally is.
It really is.
Never say that again.
And I really regret saying it. It's a very specific article, this one.
Yeah.
He was in his 60s and he suffered a knee injury after being charged by the goat. Three ambulances for a bung knee? David Patterson from New South Wales Ambulance said paramedics attended quite a few jobs involving animals, but responding to a goat attack was one of the more bizarre call-outs.
I reckon, yeah.
David's up and about. The most embarrassing visit to the hospital. What was it?
Hey, Tony, what happened?
Impaled my left buttock while watching the gay Mardi Gras in Sydney.
And... Is an injury or a choice, Tony?
Not a choice, trust me. You know the old Victorian houses, how they used to have the cast iron fence with the arrowheads on top?
Absolutely, I know them. I've never sat on one, though, Tony. You know what I'm saying?
Well, trying to get a good look at all of the festivities. Lost my footing, fell backwards.
Oh.
And, ended up impaling my left buttock on one of those arrowheads.
And then got yourself off and then went to hospital on the night of the Mardi Gras. I had to explain to the attending doctors and nurses that it was an injury?
Yes, exactly. Yes, and of course, one of the procedures in regards to such a close injury to the relevant canal is to assess the canal to make sure it hasn't been punctured in any way.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You didn't have to get that done four times, though, Tony. You know what I'm saying?
No. Look, I only had it done once.
Oh.
A lovely nurse, and she was about to do it, but I felt some movement, so I told her to back off.
Right, good. Okay. We got a lot of detail there from
Tony. What was his name, Tony?
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
All right, let's talk about things that have been happening. On this day, January 27.
Great water cooler stuff.
That's it.
As we've discussed.
As people head back to the office.
Oh, and aren't they looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Because the year sort of really starts now, doesn't it?
It does. I reckon, like, after the Australia Day public holiday,
everyone's back at it. Prior to that, you're making up reasons to stay away from work.
Yep.
You grab a day here, do a New Year's Day, all of that sort of stuff, Christmas Day, a Boxing Day.
Yeah, a lot of people down the Mornington Peninsula.
A lot.
Camping. Through January. Mm.
A lot of rich people down there as well, not camping.
No, that's true.
Really loving life.
Really big houses and helicopters.
Just massive houses going, where are we going for lunch? I don't know, where do you want to go? Oh, God, I'm so bored. You know, rich people get bored.
Yeah.
Because there's no challenge in life once you're wealthy.
Distractions, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's stuff they have to do.
Yeah.
Wearing linen.
And ironing it.
Oh, ironing linen. Disgust.
Well, they wouldn't be ironing it.
No, absolutely not.
It'd be help.
Little friend irons it. 1956, Heartbreak Hotel was released by Elvis. It was his first million-selling single.
When was this? 1956.
I watched an Elvis movie on Monday. Just on, you know, 7 Mate or some such.
Which one? What was he in?
It was the one where it was all set around a pool at like a hotel.
Ah, yeah, right.
I forget the name of it.
And you got through the opening credits to that movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just.
Before you fell asleep?
1967, the Beatles sign a 9-year worldwide contract with EMI Records. Not even Yoko could ruin it. She would have tried. She would have been in John's ear. 9 years, really, John? John's thinking, maybe Paul's right. I don't know. Is he right? Christ. 1984, Michael Jackson is burned during the filming of the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, yes.
You got any MJ there?
Here we go. Just a little bit.
Second degree burns.
Wow.
To his scalp. And I reckon I don't know when MJ went off the rails, but I feel like this was the start of a lot of the plastic surgery.
Yeah. And he hung his son over the
blanket.
Balcony.
Blanket got held over.
Around about that same time?
No, that was years later.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blanket's only about 18 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Blanket. Honestly.
Good name.
Just going for items now. And a big happy birthday to the formerly of the 3PM pickup, Rebecca Jard.
Oh, her birthday today.
38.
Have a happy birthday.
I wonder if it's really 38.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
We're asking the question, did you lose the kids? Everyone's lost a kid at some point, and you have that awful moment where you go, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what happened?
Where's the kid? A mother has revealed how a TikTok video helped to find her missing son over the weekend. She was shopping in Kmart in the Hunter region. on Saturday and described the ordeal as the scariest 10 minutes of my life, because there is that moment where you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've lost him.
Where's me kid?
Yeah.
She said the shopper who found her son may have never found him if it weren't for the advice of a fellow mum who posted the TikTok video.
What you want to do is you want to start loudly looking for them. And what I mean by that is you start shouting their description while you look. It's going to sound like this. I'm looking for a boy, age 5, short brown hair, brown eyes, Caucasian, red Nike t-shirt, black shorts. And you're going to keep repeating yourself while you look over and over again.
That was she lost her 2-year-old in a store. Is that right?
No, that's this woman who lost a 2-year-old.
Which woman? The woman from The Hunter?
Yes.
Or the woman that we just heard talking?
Yes, the woman from The Hunter then remembered the TikTok video she saw previously of that woman.
And so then she started silently looking for the kid. Is that right?
And then remembered the video.
Then she remembered the video, okay. And then she started calling for help, and the change in everyone was instantaneous once she started giving it a bit of, he's 7, he's wearing red shorts, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I had every adult around me on alert. They all threw aside what they were looking at and started searching too. Mm. It's not a bad idea, is it?
Good idea.
A man eventually found the boy and called out to the mother. She thanked the man and said if she hadn't called out her son's description, the shopper wouldn't have known she was looking for him.
So it worked.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Good strategy.
Robert, did you lose your child?
I did. We were at a park and I couldn't see my, I've got 3 daughters, I couldn't see my middle child. And I started panicking, screaming all over the park. Next thing I know, I hear this little voice scream out, Daddy, from inside the automatic toilet. She'd locked herself in and couldn't get out.
I mean, it's not funny. I mean, it's funny now.
It's funny now, but at the time, I was panicking, freaking out.
Oh, it's an awful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was another parent that actually heard my daughter for the first time, and she said somebody's screaming in the toilet.
Thank you, Robert.
Not funny at the time.
No, never
at
funny.
All.
Never funny. Robert's still traumatised. I can tell in his voice. The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Who are you named after? A police Facebook post about a wanted South Australian woman's gone viral. Police appealed to the public for help finding 28-year-old Kaysan Cox. Oh, you say San, do you? Kaysan.
Kaysan.
They're all right. Jesus Christ. Everyone's an expert when they don't have a mic in front of them. You know what I mean? I do a lot of talking.
Good song to be named after, though.
At least I didn't think it was a train that was leaving Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Like our producer, Matt.
I always thought it was a train, he said. And then the next line says, after 7 flying hours, I'm in Hong Kong.
It's probably not a train.
Not going to get a train to Vietnam.
Kaysan.
No, Hong Kong's not in Hong Kong, not Vietnam.
But Kaysan is in Vietnam.
Oh, right.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Guys, let's not fight, please.
Guys.
Please, guys. Can I have one day without fighting? Police said Miss Cox was wanted in connection with a number of serious offences, including break-ins and car thefts. Oh, okay. I've sort of lost a bit of this story because of the name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you realise there's some crime attached to it and it loses a little bit of its humour.
Yeah.
Her name has obviously prompted a lot of comments. Checking Bow River. Have we checked the last plane out of Sydney? All that sort of thing.
Yeah,
right, I see.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Couple of references to other Chisel songs there.
Yes.
Who are you named after? One of our show producers, Matt, was named after his mother's dog, whose name was Matthew. I mean, there's so much going on there. You're named after a dog, and the dog's name was Matthew.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Nothing wrong with it. It's just.
That's great. I'm more concerned that they had a human name for a dog.
I love human names for animals.
It's not quite right.
Well, I knew one of my mates had a cat called Steve.
That's the best.
Which was hilarious.
Our first dog was Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny the boxer.
Because they need to be a name that is borderline very normal to be funny.
Matthew.
Yeah,
totally.
Matthew.
Steve and Jenny.
Yeah. Very formal as well. Matthew.
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 Matthew Sit. Yeah, it's not a great dog's name.
Roll over, Matthew.
It's a much better human name than a dog's name. Lee's on the line.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Lee, have you got animals with human names?
Yeah, my brother's got a few dogs, mate. His first one's Trevor.
Trevor.
Trevor's no longer with us. He got 18 years old, but his son was Jason.
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 And then the new recruit we picked up down in Tassie was Bob.
Bob.
And then the old cat's name's Matt.
Matt. Oh. A cat called Matt.
Matt the cat.
They all sleep together.
Yeah.
They're one big happy family.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Luke. Jason's hilarious,
yeah,
isn't
buddy.
It?
Yeah,
buddy. All right, Jason. What's your dog's name? Jason.
Jason, sit.
Jason. You Jason? Yeah, always. Animal with a human name, Rebecca?
Yeah, my new puppy is called Carol.
Carol. It's a very specific female name.
Yeah.
Why is it Carol, Rebecca?
To be fair, I didn't want to call it Carol at all, but my boyfriend kind of was fixated on it.
He's always wanted a dog called Carol.
Yeah. So we've met a couple of Carols in passing, human Carol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turns out you're doing what you told, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Thanks, well, Rebecca liked it.
You know what? He's right. I am being dominated.
Let's go to Frankston. Hey, Dave.
You know, mate, how you going?
Dave, you got a dog with a human name?
I've got a female dog called Kevin.
Female dog?
Yes.
Because you just wanted to call a dog Kevin?
Well, pretty much, me and the missus, we chose the name before we got the dog. And then when we picked the dog up and it was female, she said, what do you reckon we do? I said, oh, we'll just keep it.
Yeah, well, what's it matter?
I mean, the dog doesn't know it's got a stupid name.
No. Well, it's not necessarily stupid, but it is a boy's name.
Yeah.
Kevin.
No offence to Kevin's listening.
Absolutely.
Or maybe.
Or Jason, the worst name of all. Holly, who were you named after?
My name's Holly because my birthday is 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah, who were you named after?
No, that's...
Let's draw a diagram.
I don't care when your birthday is, Holly.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
We've got a video up on our Instagram, at Marty Shigold Show.
That's it. That's our handle.
That's our handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's... amazing. It's almost a what are the chances.
Yeah.
Firefighter knocked unconscious by aircon unit.
It's a full-on story.
Oh, my God. He's just minding his own business doing his firefighting gear.
Yeah.
When an air conditioner fell from a window and struck him in the head while he was battling a Brooklyn blaze on Monday morning.
You're not going to be expecting that.
No, you're not. I almost got knocked out. So, I mean, I wouldn't call the show with this story.
Yeah.
But I almost got knocked out when I was fielding in a game of backyard cricket at my brother's house. And you know those washing lines that you pull out that have four or five strings and then you attach them into the metal pole on the other side of the
yard?
I didn't know that metal pole was in the bushes. And I ran in there head first to get the tenno out from under the shrubs. I can still hear the noise in my own brain of my scone in the metal pole. And I was... not unconscious, but I was close.
Close to it. Saw the stars.
Heavily dazed.
Yeah, and for a while as well.
Heavily dazed.
Yeah.
Continued on in the game. The shocking incident took place outside a home in Bensonhurst and sent the fiery to hospital where he was in a serious condition. I hope he's all right.
Mm.
First responders.
We've got a grab. We've got a bit of it. Yeah.
None of that sounded good, did it?
Not a great day.
I mean, it's hard to know when he actually got hit.
Yes.
But none of it sounded good.
No.
Sounded...
he had a bad day.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going into the whole thing.
Got some more.
Had a bad day.
Yeah.
You take him one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around.
In other news, the bloke that sings this, Daniel Poulter.
Powter.
All right, Daniel Powter. Jesus. It's not like I wrote it down.
I seriously thought you did that deliberately.
Daniel Powter is nearly 50. At the end of Feb.
Yeah, he'll be 50.
Pout.
I thought he was like really young.
Yeah.
What's knocked you out or almost knocked you out? I've almost been knocked out by a ball at the gym.
Yeah.
Thought it was a medicine ball.
Oh.
Smashed
that,
it down.
That type of ball. I thought you might have been someone was spotting for you.
No. That was another time.
Gavin, could you take that ball out of my face, please? You've nearly knocked me out with that.
That's right. We've got Gav, actually, on the phone.
No wonder Gavin was top of mind. Gav, what nearly knocked you out?
A stop sign.
How have you managed that, Gav?
Look, I was back in the Bowenheads Caravan Park when many moons ago, when I was about 14.
Yeah.
And we'd been to the local Civic Hall and watched a Bruce Lee movie. And me and my teenage mates were running around karate kicking and all this sort of stuff. And I turned to take off from one of my mates and went straight into a stop sign.
Oh, Gav.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. I felt like I was there with him. Paint the picture. Theatre of the mind there from Gav. I didn't have a chance to ask you what he had for dinner that night.
No, I'm sorry. We had to move on.
Oh, well, I mean, your call.
Yeah. No, I've got the buttons over here.
I mean, your call, Troy.
Sorry, Gav, I'll see you at the gym.
Show us your ball.
Cheryl.
How are you guys?
Cheryl, how lovely to talk to you.
Why, thank you. Same with you.
Cheryl, what a lovely voice you have.
Why, thank you. So do you.
Are you flirting with me, Cheryl?
Flirting? Oh, my goodness, no.
I feel like Cheryl's flirting with me.
Yeah.
I'm quite flattered. Did you knock yourself out, Cheryl? Surely not.
Yeah, I did. I did. I had a blonde moment. I put my handbag on my wheel of my bike, bike.
Mm.
And, of course, I'm riding on the footpath with my daughter, a toad, on the back.
Oh.
And, of course, it fell and went into the bike wheel and did a complete flip.
Oh.
And I got knocked out, hit my head on the concrete.
My
daughter only got a little scratch on her chin.
Good.
But, you know, she was about 2 or 3 at the time.
Yeah. How old's she now?
She's 33.
I'm losing interest in Cheryl. I'm not going to. Let's try Aaron.
Aaron and Q, what happened?
Yes. So it was 2012, New Year's Eve, during the countdown. I'm a pretty sizable fellow. So a mate of mine jumped my back to carry me to the new year.
Oh.
And obviously 12 hours of grog before that. Mm. Lost my balance and pretty much landed just on that little footrest of a bar stool right on the side of the
head. Oh, no.
So that was end of the year, yeah.
Yeah. What a way to bring in 2013.
Yeah, exactly right.
Just a blow to the temple. Awful stuff.
Aaron, that is no good at all.
That
Thank
is,
you for
that could, he could have died.
I reckon.
Different but, phoner, how did you die?
We'll do that tomorrow.
No calls. What? But how did you die?
Amazing that, isn't it?
Wow.
How did that happen?
I never thought that would happen.
The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.